As they face another deep cut to their quota for the sixth year in a row, Southeast commercial fishermen are calling on the International Pacific Halibut Commission to keep the charter sector from exceeding its guideline harvest level again. Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association Director Linda Bankin is concerned the overage could lead to further commercial quota cuts.
The quota that's been recommended relies on the charter industry being held to their GHL, which they haven't been held to since the GHL was set in 2004. If the IPHC is concerned that those ongoing overages will place undue burden on the resource, there may be an additional cut to compensate for that.
So a group of commercial fishing organizations is asking the Halibut Commission to consider additional restrictions on the charter fleet for 2011. The U.S.'s North Pacific Fishery Management Council has already approved a new catch-sharing plan aimed at keeping the charter fleet to a preset allocation, but the National Marine Fisheries Service does not expect it to be in place until 2012. Earlier this year, the Halibut Commission raised concerns the plan was taking too long, so it directed its staff to come up with a set of its own restrictions to consider for 2011.
The commission does have very strong concerns about this in terms of conservation issues for the stock.
According to IPHC Director Bruce Lehman, staff will suggest the commission look at the same types of measures that regulators have discussed in the past.
They're along the same lines in terms of bag limits and line limits and that sort of thing, Matt. So we're not interested in sort of reinventing the wheel in terms of recommendations to the commission, but the commission has definitely asked us to bring forward suggestions for them if they don't think that there's going to be a timely implementation of the catch-sharing plan.
The Southeast charter fleet has already been under a one halibut per client per day rule since 2009. That's down from the normal sport fish limit of two. Halibut guides in Southeast worry about any additional restrictions that could be in store for their industry. Sitka charter fisherman and lodge owner Tom Ohouse is president of SEGO, the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization.
You know, obviously, first, we're concerned about the resource, and secondly, we're really concerned about what, the result of less than one fish per day limits in our own industry, which has been very, very hard hit by, we're now into our third year of recession, and we've also been hard hit by differential regulations with other areas. Our regulations have gone from two to a day to one a day, and there's, you know, we're concerned about failures of our businesses throughout Southeast Alaska and the impact that'll have on local economies.
The Southeast charter fleet could be substantially smaller this coming year as a new limited entry system goes into effect. Starting in February 2011, guided anglers will only be able to fish for halibut aboard a limited number of charter vessels that qualified for a federal permit based on past participation. Federal fishery managers expect to issue a total of 502 halibut permits to about 231 charter businesses in Southeast. Some potential recipients have already been asking tens of thousands of dollars to sell their transferable permits. It's tough to predict what will happen as a result of limited entry, according to Ohouse, but he thinks it will have a fairly significant impact on catches. He does not think there will be a lot of people buying into the industry, at least right now.
The flexibility under that limited entry permit system where people can buy and sell and everything, I'm not sure how many people are going to be in the buying position just because of the economy. If you dig into what's going on in the charter industry, it's not good. I can tell you anecdotally from my business and almost everybody else I talk to, this economy's had a real impact on people coming up here, and then it gets exacerbated by changes in regulations from like two halibut to one.
The State Department of Fish and Game projects the Southeast charter harvest was just under 1.3 million pounds in 2010, nearly half a million pounds over the GHL. Ohouse points out, though, that charter clients actually landed fewer individual fish than the year before, about 12% fewer according to state projections, but the average weight of those fish was up about 4 pounds from that past year. Ohouse's group planned to discuss the industry's concerns with Halibut Commission officials this month. The Commission's annual meeting, when it decides on the commercial catch limits and other recommendations, starts January 25th in Victoria, British Columbia. Any recommendations out of the Commission need final approval from the U.S. Secretary of Commerce and the Canadian Minister of Fisheries and Oceans. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.